You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7 Celebrity Dirt starts now.
I want to start with this. This just literally crossed our desk as we were walking into work this afternoon. If I were to tell you that they're doing a movie, a biopic on Mr. Rogers, who's the nicest guy in Hollywood?
Could it be Tom Hanks?
That would be Tom Hanks is going to play Mr. Rogers in a movie called You Are My Friend. It's set to begin production in September, inspired by a real-life friendship between Fred Rogers and an award-winning journalist, a cynical journalist who begrudgingly accepts an assignment to write a profile piece on the beloved icon and finds his perspective on life transformed. It's amazing what a trip to the neighborhood of make-believe can do for you. Yes.
Mr. Rogers was a friend to us all.
No dirt on his boots. Perfect casting. Perfect. So look forward to that. The Grammy Awards gift bags. You ready to know what was in them? There were $20,000 last night.
Really? I thought they were usually higher than that.
But well, but they've lowered them.
Cut back a little.
Yeah, because they figured all the rich people really don't need all that stuff. Here's some of the stuff that was in there, though. A gift certificate for cocktail lessons. That's a if you don't
to be like a mixologist.
Right. So that's very cool. Yep. I like that. A gift certificate for private teleprompter training lessons. Kids, this is not hard. That's essentially telling you, we're going to teach you to read.
Yeah, it's really, it's not difficult.
It's not a hard thing. I had to look this up. A gift certificate for skin rejuvenation.
Yeah.
Or no, skin infusion, excuse me. Oh. Are you familiar with skin infusion?
I haven't infused my skin. Maybe that's my problem.
A dermal infusion causes the deep living skin layer to create new skin cells, which pushes anything that is stored in the skin to the surface to be expelled. That doesn't sound good to me.
Maybe. I maybe have heard it under a different name. Right. Sounds like something I've heard before.
Sounds like something that would hurt. And finally, Eric Church tells Rolling Stone that he likes to ride horses with his wife. Quote, "My wife loves horses. So sometimes I'll get on a horse and go riding with her. Now, I'm not a horse person, but I'll do it just to be with her for a little bit." Which got me to thinking. Mm. Debbie's not a golf person.
I'm not.
But if we didn't spend this insanely inordinate amount of time together, would you just come out to the golf course and get in the golf cart just to be with me?
I might ride a horse from hole to hole.
Yeah, no. Oh, no, wait a minute. Where is Catherine Lane to refute that?
Now, we know I'm not getting on a horse.
No.
I've done that a couple of times, and it did not end
okay,
well.
Okay, you hate riding horses.
Well, it's just, I'm not good at it.
You hate it.
It hurt, and we saw a snake. What? It jumped. I almost fell off. It's not good.
Which is more likely, you riding a horse or you showing up at the golf course for me?
I'll be on the patio where the cocktails are.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
First, a little behind the scenes. You will hear a phrase used throughout this week, and you'll go, why are they doing that? The phrase is the big game. I just want to let you know what's going on. The NFL will sue the pants off of you for using the SB words this week. They will. So all sorts of media outlets, you will hear people, even NBC, who has rights to the game, will be saying the big game all week. It's not that we don't know what the big game is normally called.
It's like a secret code.
We just legally can't.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering, a little inside baseball, but that's what goes on. Food and Wine magazine claims Hell of a Good Dips has created a special big game fanny pack. That includes a pocket for beer bottles, a pocket for chips, and a dip holder.
That's a big fanny pack.
You gotta have a really big fanny. But what struck me is, who in the hell wears a fanny pack? How out of date is a fanny pack?
I haven't seen that since the amusement park circa 1980-something.
Right! I mean, it's been a long time.
Maybe they're making a comeback. I hope not.
The fanny pack? Mm-hmm.
You never know. Everything comes back again. I'm seeing a lot of things that we used to see that have gone away and come back.
Oh, dear God, the fanny pack better not come. It wasn't cool the first time.
No, there's a lot of things from the 80s that weren't cool.
704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. Do you know someone who still wears a fanny pack or that wears something that's completely out of style, uses something that's completely out of style like the fanny pack?
Yes, sir. You're talking about the fanny pack or something similar to it?
Yes.
Yeah, I got a buddy. He has a soft-shell Coleman cooler, and he carries that thing around with him pretty much everywhere he goes. He has water, beer, got his dip in it, his gun sometimes. He just carries everything.
So that's like his man purse, only it's a soft cooler?
Pretty much. He's got stickers on it and everything.
No, he's decorated. Oh, so cute.
You're talking about fanny packs?
Tell me you don't know someone who's wearing a fanny pack.
I wear fanny packs.
Do you really?
Where do you find them?
I have one that my mom used to use. I have one that I got from a camping store. I found one at, like, a hippie earth store once. They're around.
Awesome.
Walmart even has them from time to time.
Coming back. And if not, if you can't find them, they can always be passed down generation to generation.
Yeah, I have about 5 or 6 of them. I wear them all the time.
Fantastic.
Some mothers pass down wedding dresses to their daughters, others fanny packs.
That's great. It lasted 40 years.
On the subject of fanny packs.
Okay, Charlie and Debbie, you're going to laugh, but I'm going to admit it. I don't think they're so outdated because I still have a few of them.
A few?
And I wear them regularly.
A few of them.
Well, you know what? From what we've been hearing, they're kind of making a comeback, so you might be able to sell them if you wanted to.
Yeah, that's true. And they're in good shape, too. But they come in great ideas for, like, the Christmas show or the spring show when you don't want to carry your purse around and it gets heavy. And, like, when you go to Disney, it's ideal.
My fanny's big enough. I don't need to pack anything else onto it.
You were talking about guys that you know that he still wears out-of-date clothes.
Out-of-date clothes or a fanny pack, yeah.
Well, I have a buddy of mine that I graduated high school with that I still keep in contact with that is stuck in the 80s. He still has a mullet. Hmm. He still wears the parachute pants, the mesh t-shirt.
No.
Still listens to all the 80s bands as well, like, you know, Boy George. And
he's got parachute pants, mesh t-shirts, listens to Culture Club. If you tell me he's got a members only jacket.
I swear as God is my witness, he does.
Mm-hmm. I knew it. That clinches it.
We got on this subject because Food and Wine Magazine claims Hell of a Good Dips, and we're fans of their products, by the
way.
Yes,
we are.
Has come out with a special big game fanny pack. Fanny pack. That includes a pocket for beer bottles, a pocket for chips, and a dip holder. I didn't even know fanny packs were still around.
But see, if they're coming back, it's only out of date for people who lived through them the first time. For a whole new generation, it's a brand new product.
Oh, dear God. Hi.
Yeah, I heard your piece on the fanny pack.
Yes!
I wanted to let you know that the Target in Steel Creek has a fanny pack with a built-in Bluetooth speaker.
Wow, so they are remaking, reinventing for today's audience.
I think you still have to have a mullet to wear it.
More music.
More music.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie.
My best friend is Ben Affleck.
Are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Just a little more than 10% of people hide their money where?
And it's not in their fanny pack.
No.
So there's a quick hint for you. Just a little more than 10% of people hide their money where? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
How about the freezer?
The freezer! Nope, not it.
Yes, is it hide it in their sock?
Hide it in their sock. Nope.
Thank you.
Good guess.
The answer to that, would that be under the mattress?
Under the mattress. No, we're, so far we've had just about every place that my grandparents hid their money.
Yes, I was trying for the contest.
Yes, ma'am. Just a little more than 10% of people hide their money where?
Under the mattress.
Nope, not it.
Oh,
So, not under the mattress.
No.
Hey, would the answer be in your shoes?
In your shoes.
All right.
Yeah, 12% of people hide money in their shoes. Who is this?
This is Barbara.
Barbara, step into the spotlight for the first time this week. Tell us what we need to hear.
Hey, this is Barbara. I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by BP. Help keep your engine clean with BP gasoline with Invigorate. Try their best fuel ever today.
Kids, life is too short to let things get testy at the Waffle House. Got a little hot in Georgia recently. Customer had a request for barbecue sauce. Seems the man sat down for some food and said, you know what? Think some barbecue sauce would be good about now. He was told the restaurant had none. And then he began screaming obscenities and insulting the Waffle House workers and reportedly added, I'll go to blanking jail over some barbecue sauce. And the authorities arrived and obliged his request.
Oh, his wish was granted.
So,
I've never thought to ask for barbecue sauce at the Waffle House, but I don't really think you need it.
No, if it ain't at the Waffle House, you don't need it.
I mean, ketchup's fine with me.
They got plenty of that. The Telegraph claims the Macon, Georgia police recently charged a 50-year-old woman with disorderly conduct. Seems she jumped on her ex-husband's car hood and began slapping her bahookie. The woman was upset because her husband had the audacity to take their son to the dentist without her knowledge. And this caused her to jump on her ex's car hood, spanking herself while pointing out that the area she was spanking was precisely where he could pucker up and kiss. Officers quickly arrived and arrested Mom.
That classy mom. That's the way you get your point across.
Don't you ever do something like take him to the dentist. Yeah. I mean, what are we?
You'll really be able to stop him from doing things you don't like when you're behind bars.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie. The new 103.7.